You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, our friend Becky Kalka with Becky Beauchene Kalka, Diamonds and Fine Jewelry in Okemos. How are you tonight, Becky?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How about you?
I'm doing really well. When I thought of Mother's Day, I think of flowers and I think of jewelry, and not necessarily in that order.
I like the way you think.
So I am thinking what a great place to get something for Mother's Day, and I know you're well stocked. I was in the store. It looks amazing.
Thank you. Thanks. We really have a great assortment, and this is one of my favorite holidays because it's when you see dad bringing in the kids and letting them help pick and choose, and it really is more than any other holiday. It's when the entire family seems to get really excited about what mom's going to get.
And it's an awful lot of fun for them to look through, and I love how they actually are really searching for the perfect thing.
Oh, yeah. We actually had a gentleman sit on the floor with his children the other day and have a discussion about which one they were going to pick.
You have to love that. And what we always know about jewelry, it's always the right color, it's always the right size.
That's right.
And you can wear it all the time.
That's exactly it. And, you know, this year one of our really, really big hits is the lockets that we're doing. And we'll actually take a photograph of the children if they bring them in, and then right here they're putting the photos in the lockets and having it gift wrapped and ready to go out the door. So mom's getting a really personalized gift, and she can keep her loved ones close to her heart, and that's just been going over really well.
Well, to make something personal that's extraordinarily beautiful that mom wants to wear all the time, it's a win-win for everybody.
It is, and truly, lockets are one of those things that it becomes the heirloom. I have a girlfriend who wears her grandmother's, and, you know, it's just a really, really neat gift.
Well, and while I was in there, actually this morning, I found your great new coffee table magazine.
Yes.
It's amazing. I've been looking through it.
Thank you. I'm really proud of it. I have to admit, it was a lot of work to put it together, and I thought, oh, what have I gotten myself into? And the day it arrived, I just couldn't have been prouder. It turned out beautiful.
Well, it's extraordinary, with a lot of great businesses in the area, as well as of yours, of course, primarily. Now, do we say LX or Lux?
LX.
LX.
Yeah. It's
LX Okemos, and it's going to come out twice a year. It's great. Well, Becky, we just wanted to get you on and remind people of what a perfect and wonderful gift jewelry is, especially jewelry from there. As we've talked about often, it's the box people want to get at any time of the year, is the one that's pre-wrapped with chocolate inside, from Becky Beauchene Kalka.
That's right. Thank you, Cheryl. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
I will, and I know you will as well. Thank you so much, Becky.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Becky Kalka with Becky Beauchene Kalka, Diamonds and Fine Jewelry. We are joined now in the studio. Talk about a winning weekend. I think we combine this into a Mother's Day week, and we'll get the jewelry from Becky, and then we will, before Mother's Day, we will go to the Lansing Derby Vixens bout at the Lansing Center tomorrow night. Joining me in the studio, Ryan Knott, who is a coach, and also Gina Calcagno, who is the bench coach and the president of the league, the Lansing Derby Vixens. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Glad you're here. Okay, we've got a big bout tomorrow. Who's it with, Ryan?
We're bringing in the Traverse City Toxic Cherries. We've actually played them once before. We played them in Grand Rapids. And we won the first one in December, and so they're coming back for a little bit of revenge.
They think they're going to get a little bit of revenge. What have you got on tap for them, Gina?
Well, we have a pretty fierce lineup for this bout. I'm actually, Ryan or Rex Manning, as I like to call him, as we were drafting the lineups for this next bout, we were actually giggling to ourselves.
So you're just a little bit with that twinkle in your eye.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay,
these girls are ready.
If Ryan is Rex Manning, what is your name, Gina?
I am Little Hiddily.
Oh, I like that, because you're about my size. I'm like 5'0", and in heels almost. And so you must be about the same size.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that a lot. This, as always, your bouts are going towards charity. There's money going towards charity. And I think it dispels a lot of what people may have some strange misconceptions about Derby. I didn't have misconceptions. I just didn't know that much about it. And when the Lansing Derby Vixens were first putting themselves together, and Ryan, you came and you brought some of the girls with you. I was so impressed with these young women, and it was just so much fun. And I think that's the message we want to get to folks, that something new in the community, something that is going over like crazy, people are loving it at these bouts, and you're doing it for charity. What's the charity tomorrow night?
The charity this time around is Eve Incorporated, which is a local domestic violence shelter. Their mission is to, Eve stands for End Violent Encounters. And that's something sort of, I think, near and dear to all our hearts is, the Lansing Denver Vixens are intended to be a safe place for women to come and be empowered. And so it just seemed like a natural fit for us this time around to have a domestic violence shelter as our charity. And so $1 from every ticket sale goes to charity. And then we have a couple of other little ways for people to donate and things at the bout. Last time around, Capital Area Humane Society was our charity, and we actually were able to give them $1,000. And we're hoping to do even better this time around.
Well, I was at the first bout at the Lansing Center, Gina, and I was stunned. I walked in. Thankfully, I had tickets already, but the line was like almost going out the door. I know that you're not surprised because Derby is so cool, but are you loving how it's being embraced by the Lansing community?
Oh, we are completely overwhelmed by the love and support that Lansing has shown the Vixens and roller derby in general. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And actually, if I could add one more thing to what Ryan said, in addition to donating money to Eve, we are actually also collecting donations. So if you go to Eve's wish list and bring a donation, you will actually be entered into a drawing, and you will be able to win a basket full of Vixens goodies, including 2 VIP tickets to our next bout in June.
And we know from folks trying to get tickets, those are valuable. They're a hot commodity. Is Eve's wish list on a website?
Eve's wish list is right on, if you go to eveinc.org, right in the, there's a left-hand column, you can click on wish list, and there's toiletries and whatnot that they are always looking for.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad you interjected that. What about we talk about all the folks on the bouts, and I want to know what the injuries look like at this point in time.
Oof. Well, we have one of our star jammers, actually, Malicious Intent, has no PCLs left in her knees.
Oh, I'm thinking that's not good.
No, but she's so surprisingly strong that she
bounced back pretty well.
She is just fine. But we have some torn cartilage.
Yeah.
Ludacrush injuries.
Ludacrush is one of our star blockers. She won't be skating with us this time around. She's got some torn cartilage, and then mother issue is one of our other blockers. Is she torn ACL?
She's out with a torn ACL. Yeah. Actually, one of our newbies, whom we are desperately trying to. I am trying to make the name Wishbone Breaker. Actually fell and broke her clavicle.
No.
So, but she will be there, and she will be NSOing and doing stats and ready to get back on skates now. So.
Wow, and she'll be the biggest cheerleader too.
Oh, absolutely.
And one of our other fresh meat. Fresh meat,
yes.
Yeah, that's what we call our new skaters.
Oh, my. I'm trying to assure everybody this is politically correct, and we're saying fresh meat.
One of our other new skaters, she had a fall while doing some outdoor skating, and actually severe damage to her kidney, and was in the hospital for several days. So.
Oh no! Oh no! What about there's always other things going on at the bouts too. I love that there's some great food going on. There's some entertainment as well, isn't there?
Yep, we've got a great DJ that just really enjoys coming and playing music for us. Her name is her real name is DJ Rachel Parker, DJ Rachel P. She's a fantastic local DJ. But when she spins for us, her name is Dita Von Beats, and she'll be providing the music for our bout this time around. We've got we're going to have a really cool halftime event for kids. That's one of the things that people should know, is that this is definitely a family friendly event. Bring your kids. Children under 10 get in free. So there'll be a really cool halftime event for kids, and then good food. We've got there'll be adult beverages for those who wish to partake.
And And then we also have our friends from the Great American Fierce Beard Organization cheering for us as well. So you'll get to see some interesting facial hair.
I was going to say, now that's something new for me. I'll look forward to seeing that.
Oh, you won't be able to miss them.
Oh, my. Now, the first time around, you were so overwhelmed with people wanting tickets. Folks who walked in, there weren't tickets available. They were all sold online. This time, you've done it a little different for this home bout at the Lansing Center.
Yeah, absolutely. We decided early on that we were going to hold some tickets back to sell at the door. So we've got a limited number. I can't give you an exact number,
sure.
But a little over 100 tickets, I think, available at the door. So if you're going to want tickets, I think the box office opens at 4:30 tomorrow, 4:30 or 5. I can't remember which now.
4:30.
So 4:30 tomorrow, the box office will open and we'll have tickets available and it will be first come, first serve. So.
Okay. Can you hang with us just a minute? We've got a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
With Ryan Knott and Gina Calcagno.